This is not a pansy liberal show. It's Bart Cop Radio.
You know, I'm always teasing, does the West Wing read BartCop.com? And, well, we know Saturday Night Live steals from me. But on West Wing, did you see the show? Let's say this would be May 19th. Yeah, I guess it was the season ender. They were doing flashbacks to 3 days after Bartlett had won the presidency, but obviously he was still in New Hampshire. He had not yet moved into the White House because that doesn't happen until January 20th. 3 days after his big victory, he's standing there complaining to Leo. They did what? What happened? The previous administration started a war. Well, I'm sorry, he did start a war. He put a bunch of troops in the Philippines, and that was supposed to replicate Mogadishu. And my contention that Clinton never sent a man into battle who didn't come home, that seemed to be what Bartlett was whining about. He said, they're handing us a war. That's what Clinton said when they asked him, why didn't you do more against Osama? If you remember, while Clinton was in office, the CIA still hadn't said Osama's people weren't responsible. They still hadn't told Clinton that yet, but they wanted him to do something about it. And one of the reasons Clinton said he didn't, besides that, was that he didn't want to start a big war and then hand it to Bush. So here you go, I got a war started for you, I'm out of here. He said he didn't want to do to Bush what George Sr. did to him. I thought it was kind of interesting how the West Wing made that distinction. Looking at some other things in the paper here. It happened again, and I don't know why this keeps happening, and I guess it's a racial thing to say, but, you know, people in different countries are different. Different cultures are different. I mean, yeah, we all love our kids. We all want to yak. But in Iraq, when they get married, they're going to fire guns in the air. They just are. They don't care if there's 130,000 trigger-happy Americans everywhere in Iraq. When they have a wedding, they're going to pull out their guns and fire them. So we got these giant C-130 gunships flying around, and there's a wedding way the hell out in western Iraq, and after the wedding, they start shooting in the air. Gunship flying by says, hey, there's a target, so they lit them up. It happened before. I think it was in 2002, maybe not, maybe it was in 2003, but another wedding, we just lit it up. And, you know, there's something sad about a couple joining together to spend the rest of their lives, and boom, the whole place blows up, and then the photographers get there, and there's the, I don't know if they wear white wedding dresses in Iraq, but there's a photographer taking pictures. You know, plus, you got the additional sadness. You got all the families there. The little kids are there. 30 and 40-ish people are there. Grandma and grandpa, you know, the whole generations all come together for the each side, and then, boom, here comes some F-18. Boom. They're all dead. I'm not sure whose fault it is. Nobody's, of course, we're going to say, oh, we took fire. Well, yeah, I think maybe what happened is they saw a muzzle flash in the night and thought, hey, that guy doesn't have a right to shoot a gun in his country, so we lit them up. You'd think it would be not that hard to explain to the Iraqi people, don't be shooting nothing till we leave. If we hear a gun, you know, our boys are untrained and they're scared and they're skittish, and they've been over there too damn long, and they were promised they were going home, and now they're pissed off, and they're frustrated, and they're jittery, and they hear a gun go off, they're going to spin and fire. And you just don't want to be that guy standing there with your, oh, I was just celebrating. No, sorry, dude, you celebrated in the wrong place at the wrong time. So all you Iraqi people who are listening to this, stop shooting your guns at the weddings until Monkey Boy gets our troops out of there. I think that would be a smart move on your part. Here's a story out of New York. Nope. Ready? Here's a story out of Boston. Conventions protest rules draw protest. Groups that want to stage abortion protests at the Democratic National Convention in July in Boston asked a federal judge to make it easier for them to obtain permits for demonstrations. A judge set a hearing for Friday, which by the time you hear this was last Friday. The Christian Defense Coalition, you just know that's a Operation Rescue Boston and Operation Rescue West, what the hell are they doing there, contend that the city's three-step application process is restrictive and violates their First Amendment rights to assemble. Spokesman for Mayor Thomas Menino declined to comment. Now, hey, here's the deal. We got one set of rules. If Democrats are not allowed to assemble and protest Bush, no, they got to get in some free speech zone. It's down to block six. You know, you go down six blocks, make a left four blocks, make a right two blocks. That's the zone you're allowed to be in. That's illegal. But if we have to play by those rules, surely these donkeys do. Don't tell me that we're not allowed to protest Bush, but these guys will be allowed to protest the Democrats. Now, come on. What they're doing is unfair, but if that's the plan, then we have to be consistent. Don't you dare give these guys the right to protest and take it away from us. If that happens, we should get mad, get angry, we should do it, but no, we won't. We'll take it because we're Democrats. If they rule that we have to stand there while these idiots wave a ketchup-soaked doll in front of our face, they're going to rule that we have to put up with that. We're just going to take it because we don't fight back, because we're Democrats, because we're doves, because we're afraid to fight back. What is wrong? How did I get in this party? I just don't understand. Why do we take it time and again? That Negro Ponte, they just, it's been 2-3 weeks, they greenlit him. Why do you confirm these Nazi bastards that had to be pardoned the last time they committed a bunch of global crimes? The Democrats say, oh, okay, anything you want. We don't want to get Mr. Rove angry. Why do we do that? I'll tell you, members of Congress, you all better hope that one day we don't meet, because the first time I get the ear of a congressman, I'm going to say, what the hell is wrong? Why won't you people fight? And they're going to say, oh, this is one of them ruffians, and they'll slither away, or knowing how crap happens, they'll probably punch me. Yeah, they'll beat me up, but they won't do anything with the damn president who's raping the world. Oh, I love being a Democrat sometimes. A little snail mail for you here. Bart, I'm so glad that the Air America ad campaign is working out. The idea came to me after a few stiff drinks last Friday night. Who says good ideas can't come from an open bottle? Not I. It's great to see others wanting to get involved as well. I'm not a rich man by any means. I earned a decent salary. I'm single, so I guess it allows me to have some extra cash lying around. There's nothing I want more than to spend it trying to open the minds and eyes of the brainwashed. They need our help desperately. I'm completely dumbfounded by my, quote, intelligent friends who buy all the lies, hook, line, and sinker. It just makes me sad to be an American. I find myself making excuses and apologizing when I meet someone from another country because I feel so much guilt. I don't ever want to be lumped in with the mindless drones who believe the crap the BFEE pumps out. Just remember that Bush is nothing more than a figurehead, the hood ornament on the Hummer from hell. It's the evil bastards hiding in the shadows, fixing the elections, producing the lies to rile up the masses, and assassinating decent people's characters, or the people themselves, for a 30-second soundbite on Fox that we must stop. These mother effers have been doing this stuff since the Nixon administration because no one has ever stopped them or made them pay for their sins. Our time is now, or there may not be any time left. We must overcome. Quick note, my friend who turned me on to your website is in the National Guard now. He has retired from the Navy, but he needed extra money to finish his education degree to be a teacher and to support his wife and little boy 3 years old. I just found out that he would be spending his summer flying helicopters in Iraq. What kind of lunacy is that, to send a 35-year-old man 4 years removed from the military into this effed-up war with a wife and child at home? Breaks my heart. Anyway, he's the one who told me about your site, and I've been a daily reader ever since. Thanks for being there, Bart. For me and for a lot of others, sometimes it's the only thing that gets me through. Peace, Hell Dog. And Hell Dog sent in that $95 that got the Air America campaign rolling. Boy, do I appreciate that. You know, good news and bad news. Good news is we've got about half of our goal. We're recording this on the 21st. We're about halfway there to the money we need to put this up. The bad news is about half of that money is in pledges. And I told people don't send in the money yet, so it's not like they're deadbeats. It's just a bunch of people say, count me in. And, well, if there's anything a gambler knows, that you can't count it till it's in your hand. So a pledge is, you know what a pledge is worth. But when we turn on that green light and say, send that money in, we're going to be halfway there. So between May 21st and June 1st, we're shooting. I said June 1st. Let's say the first week of June, first 10 days of June, we're looking to make this happen. Talk to Air America today. They said they'll need the money a week before the ads go, which is okay. And so if we get all the money in around the 1st, we can ship it out, ship them the CDs, or email them the MP3s, whichever they prefer. I'm going to I'm going to electronically give them that money because I don't want to have no mistake. Don't have no money order lost in the mail and me be waiting 90 days to trace it. Nagada. Ain't going to happen. We're going to be on the radio. Cool. We're going to make ourselves known. We might be rejected, but at least we are going to give it that shot. Similar to, seems it was inauguration week, or non-auguration, as the case may be. I spent 1,200 hours advertising with Salon.com. You remember my little Star Trek analogy? The Star Trek where Spock was in charge of an away team, and they were in a shuttle, and they were hovering over a planet that just had a few minutes. Well, they had like a half hour of fuel left, but Spock decided he would jettison the fuel and set it aflame, knowing that it would probably kill them in the short term. That came out wrong. But he thought, we can hover here for 30 minutes and never be seen, or we can set all our fuel on fire and hope somebody sees it, and there'll be a rescue squad sent to us. So sure enough, Kirk and the boys, they're searching all over the quadrant, whatever, for them. Someone said, hey, what's that big giant flare? So they shot in there, picked up the boys, everybody worked. That's kind of what this is. We're pooling our money. We're going to Air America. We're going to buy 10 commercials or whatever. Ooh, I wonder if I might hear from somebody. Do we want these to run like in a two-day period, or do we run them, three on Wednesday, three on Friday, and three on the next Wednesday, three on the next Friday? Who's got some ideas about that? Write to me. Write to me and say, I got 25 years in radio. Here's how you need to do that. What we don't want to do is spread it out way long. I don't want to run one every 3 days for 30 days. We want to get this splash in there. So you know how to do that? You give me a yell. So that is that.
Bart Cop Radio. Yeah.